Liturgical Day, Thursday, the 19th in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. Peter asked Jesus, "Lord, how many times must I forgive the offenses of my brother or sister? 7 times?" Jesus answered, "No, not 7 times, but 77 times. This story throws light on the kingdom of heaven. A king decided to settle the accounts of his servants. Among the first was one who owed him 10,000 gold ingots. As the man could not repay the debt, the king commanded that he be sold as a slave, with his wife, children, and all his goods in payment. The official threw himself at the feet of the king and said, "Give me time. I will pay you back everything." The king took pity on him, and not only set him free, but even canceled his debt. This official then left the king's presence, and he met one of his companions who owed him 100 pieces of silver. He grabbed him by the neck and almost strangled him, shouting, "Pay me what you owe." His companion threw himself at his feet and asked him, "Give me time. I will pay everything." The other did not agree, but sent him to prison until he had paid all his debt. His companions saw what happened. They were indignant, and so they went and reported everything to their lord. Then the lord summoned his official and said, "Wicked servant, I forgave you all that you owed when you begged me to do so. Weren't you bound to have pity on your companion, as I had pity on you?" The lord was now angry, so he handed his servant over to be punished until he had paid his whole debt. Jesus added, "So will my heavenly Father do with you, unless each of you sincerely forgive your brother or sister." When Jesus had finished his teaching, he left Galilee and arrived at the border of Judea, on the other side of the Jordan. Commentary by Father Juan Blade, from Barcelona, Catalonia. Lord, how many times must I forgive the offenses of my brother or sister? Today, asking how many times must I forgive the offenses of my brother or sister may mean these persons I love so much also have their little ways and whims that bother me. Day after day, they pester me every 5 minutes. They do not speak to me. Lord, how long am I supposed to put up with them? And Jesus answers with the lesson of patience. Actually, both colleagues coincide when they say, "Have patience." But while the intemperance of the wicked one, strangling his companion for a few silver coins, provokes his moral and economic ruin, the king's patience, while saving the debtor, his family, and his goods, magnifies the monarch's personality and generates the confidence of his court. The king's reaction in Jesus' words reminds us of the psalm that says, "But you are willing to forgive so that you might be honored." Evidently, we have to oppose injustice, and energetically, if necessary. Otherwise, it would be a sign of apathy or cowardice. But indignation is healthy only when there is no selfishness, nor wrath, nor any nonsense, but our straight desire to fight for the truth. Authentic patience brings us to put up mercifully with contradiction, weakness, inconvenience, unreasonable persons or events. To be patient is tantamount to dominate oneself. Susceptible or violent persons cannot be patient because they neither take their time to reflect about anything, nor can they dominate themselves. Patience is a Christian virtue because it is a part of the message from the kingdom of heaven, and it is forged on the experience that we all have defects. If Peter exhorts us to put on a heart of patience with one another, Peter reminds us that the Lord's patience offers us the chance of salvation. For how many times has God's patience forgiven us in the confessional? 7 times? 77 times 7? Maybe more.